Welcome to The Inner Circle, the podcast where the Radius Group, a team of experienced wealth advisors, brings you inside the circle of smart financial planning. With a network of industry experts, the Radius Group discusses the latest trends while sharing timeless wealth management techniques. So whether you're looking to optimize your portfolio, minimize taxes, or plan for your future, The Inner Circle is here to provide exclusive and valuable insights.
Welcome back to another episode of The Inner Circle. I'm Colin Faulkner, Senior Wealth Strategy Associate with the Radius Group, and I'll be your host for today's episode. Well, the holidays are officially upon us, as hard as that is to believe, maybe. And with them comes the season of giving, celebrating, and spending time with the people who matter most. But unfortunately, it's also a time when scammers ramp up their activity. They know people are shopping more, donating more, and sometimes letting their guard down. In fact, recent studies show that 1 in 3 Americans have fallen victim to an online scam during the holiday season. And of those who lost money, nearly 1 in 10 lost more than $1,000. With me today to discuss the important topic is my colleague, Stephen Bidwell, Executive Director in UBS's Banking and Fraud Protection Team. Together, we're going to walk through the scams that tend to spike around the holidays, the red flags to watch for, and the steps you can take to help stay protected. Welcome back to the show, Stephen. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be back, Colin. Thank you.
Of course. Now, the first thing we want to start out talking about is a big one that we see every holiday season. That's gift card scams. This is where someone asks you to pay with gift cards or maybe even tries to trick you into reading the numbers on the back. Stephen, can you walk us through how these scams usually play out and why they're so common around the holidays?
Sure. And I think to answer the second question first, you're really just mixing a time of year where you're buying legitimate card purchases in with some fraudulent requests for gift card purchases. And what they're doing here is obviously just getting you to convert an asset that they can't reach, the cash in your accounts, into an easily usable form of value, which is the gift cards. Some of the things to look for here is if you're buying gift cards from a vendor, you should be choosing vendors who keep their cards sealed behind the counter and not out hanging on a rack where it's easy to maybe scratch off those protective coverings over the PIN numbers on the gift cards. Fraudsters can frequently just do that if the cards are out in the general populace, whereas if the cards are sealed up in perhaps like a cardboard packaging or, like I mentioned before, behind the counter where no one can just look at them and see things, that's a much more safe way of housing the gift cards. And then another thing that you should start to be seeing right now, I know I have, is certain retailers are now warning you when you buy gift cards, hey, has anyone approached you to request a bulk purchase of these gift cards? Or is there anything unusual about this gift card purchase? Because please be aware that this is a frequent scam method. So that's great to see. It's just another way to kind of hopefully break that spell or give someone pause to take a beat and think about what's going on here. And does this make sense?
All right. So then moving to another one we've been seeing a lot of, banker impersonation scams involving Zelle. This one is scary because it feels official. A scammer pretends to be from your bank, saying there's suspicious activity and tells you to move money into a quote-unquote safe account, often using Zelle. So, Stephen, how do they pull this off, and what's the best way to tell if it's fake?
And the first way to tell that it's fake, like you mentioned, Colin, is no real bank needs to convert your cash into Zelle to help you remediate a compromised account. We'll just convert your account like a normal institution and fix your problem for you there. There's no reason to move it into a different account or create a new account or move it certainly out of the financial institution it's originally in. And another thing is view these real-time payments like Zelle or Cash App or Venmo. Treat them like cash. If you wouldn't be comfortable handing a $100 bill to this person you're interacting with that's cash, don't Zelle them $100 because it's essentially doing the same thing. It's much more difficult for banks to recover fraudulently sent Zelle payments than it is for, you know, EFTs or wire transactions because it's easy for the recipient of those Zelle funds to move that money immediately onto another account. And there's nothing there for us to recover when we go in and try to do so.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah. So they're, The bank is never going to ask you to send money to yourself through Zelle or to an SLE, a quote-unquote safe account. So if somebody says that, hang up immediately.
One thing, Colin, we haven't talked about is the reason this also works is the fraudster is applying urgency. They're applying a pain point to the target saying, you have a problem, I'm here to help you. And we, by nature, want to fix problems as quickly as possible. And so there's that urgency to be like, oh my God, I want to stop someone from stealing any more money from me. What do I got to do? And your brain kind of shuts off at least a little bit, and you're not thinking as critically as you would normally.
Mm-hmm.
Don't feel obliged to stay on the line with that person. It's perfectly fine for you to say, hang up and call UBS on a trusted phone number from your bank statement or from your bank card and say, hey, I just got this concern. Is it legitimate? And we'll walk through. And then you'll know that you're talking to a true fraud department and not hoping that it's a fraud department.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. All right, so let's shift to a scam that tugs a little bit more at the heartstrings, fake charities. And the holidays are a season of giving, and scammers know that. Charity often pops up around this time with fake websites, calls or emails asking for donations. I should say charity scams are what pop up. Charities are always there. Sometimes they even use names that sound very close to real organizations. So, Stephen, can you tell us a little bit how people can make sure their money is going to a legitimate cause?
Sure. And unfortunately, the best way here involves a little bit of work, which is do some research on the requesting entity that you thinking you might give that donation to. The reason for that is a lot of scammers and fraudsters are creating legal entities that have very similar names to the official entity. An example would be if they called their fraudulent entity the Salvation Corps instead of the Salvation Army. And when you're getting that ask, maybe you don't catch that small detail. Doing the research also doesn't have to be difficult. There's a lot, not shouldn't say a lot, but there's several legitimate resources out there to do this. GuideStar is a great one. The IRS has a charity verification database you can also utilize to see if this tax-free entity is a legitimate entity. So just looking them up and seeing if the exact name that you're being asked to send money to is appearing on that list as a valid entity, that's a great way to feel more confident that you're not just giving your money away, but you're actually doing good with it.
That's good. That's good. So the key there is before you give, verify. Look up the charity yourself. Don't rely on links or phone calls that just necessarily come to you.
Absolutely.
Perfect. The next one on the list is one that seems to come back every holiday season, and that's the fake check scams. Now, in these scams, someone sends you a check that looks legitimate, often for more than the intended amount. They'll tell you to deposit it and quickly send some money back. By the time the check bounces, you're on the hook. So, Stephen, what are some warning signs people should watch for here?
Definitely, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. It's an oldie but goodie. Some of the ways that this scam is kind of set up is if you're on eBay or on Facebook Marketplace and you purchase something and someone, the buyer, sends you that check, but it's for $1,100 instead of the $850 you agreed to on the platform that you sold it on. And they're like, oh, well, don't worry about it. Just keep the extra. They are either using you as a mule account to launder illegal funds, or they're like you just mentioned here, the entire check that they sent you is bogus, and eventually it's going to bounce, and the you as the target will eat the entire amount of that check as a loss, not just the amount you think you are getting extra. They can also explain that the extra money is for your trouble or it's as a thank you, but this is the day and in the age. No one is giving away free money now, so don't believe that if it's happening, if it's being proposed to you.
Yeah. My dad always told me there's no such thing as a free lunch. I think that applies here probably too. And so finally, Stephen, let's cover the scams that don't just show up during the holidays, but all year long, the usual suspects. These are the phishing emails, fake tech support calls, or the too good to be true online deals that we kind of just talked about and that we always hear about. So, Stephen, what's your advice for keeping these quote-unquote usual suspects from sneaking into the holiday season?
Sure. And the answer here is really just keep your skepticism levels high. And unfortunately, during the holiday seasons, maybe raise it up one or two notches higher. always take a beat to think about what is happening, what is being proposed to you. Why are you special? Why me? You know, why did I win this lottery that I don't even remember playing? How does this tie to my recent activity? You know, was I shopping for something recently and I have a package coming to me? Did I miss something when I was looking over the monthly bills? And then just don't be afraid to discuss whatever's being proposed to you with a trusted friend or family member before you transact. There's no urgency that's such that you can't take 5 minutes to call somebody or text somebody and say, hey, does this sound legit to you? Someone just offered me lottery winnings, but I've got to pay, you know, for example, the tax proceeds on it before they release the funds to me. That's not how that works. They just take the taxes out of your winnings right off the bat. But again, if you've never had it happen to you before, maybe you just don't know better. So talk about it with someone else. And sometimes that's enough to just break that spell and get you thinking a little bit more critically about what's being proposed to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Or consult with your financial advisor too. That could always be an option. Or UBS or any one of us from our department. So the year-round rule, slow down, verify, maybe consult with somebody, and also just maybe try to trust your instincts. If something feels off, it probably is, but never hurts to consult with a third party to get an objective point of view too. Stephen, thank you so much for breaking this down with us today. The holidays should be about family, friends, and giving, not falling victim to fraud.
Yeah, Colin, and you made a really good point there. There are two good points, really. There's no harm in calling UBS with a concern. You don't get penalized for wasting our time. It's never a waste of time to talk to our clients. If you're worried about something, we can either walk through it and allay your fears or stop something right in the early stages. So that's great. And that leads me to my second point. If you report your concerns timely, that increases the fraud department's rate of success for recovering funds, for preventing additional fraud losses, and cleaning everything up before you have to worry further. So the faster that you contact anyone with a concern, the faster we can start helping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, Stephen. And to our listeners, one last reminder, if you ever do get caught in a scam, don't let the shame, any shame or embarrassment keep you from reporting. These schemes are designed to fool smart, careful people. Speaking up quickly not only helps protect you, but it could also very well prevent somebody else from getting hurt or going through the same experience. So I'd encourage you to share this episode with your loved ones and friends just to spread awareness. The more people know how these scams work, the harder it becomes for fraudsters to succeed. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Stephen, for joining us as well.
Thank you, Colin. Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays to you. And from all of us at the Radius Group, we wish you a safe and joyful holiday season. This is Colin signing off.
Today's episode features financial advisors with UBS Financial Services Incorporated, a subsidiary of UBS Group AG, member FINRA, SIPC, located at 3601 Rigby Road, Miamisburg, Ohio, and can be reached at radiusgroup@ubs.com. This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services Incorporated offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC registered broker dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary.